144篇 12节。
Psalm 144:12.
Verse 12, then our sons and their youth will be well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn the palace.
这个是作诗的人他的一个祝福的祷告。
And so this is a prayer of blessing written by the author.
他希望儿女们都能够蒙神的带领跟蒙神的祝福。
He wished that his children would be led and guided by God.
就好像这个树栽子被妥善的照顾、培养而来长大。
And just like a well-nurtured plant that had been taken care of while it was growing up.
我们很多人都有种果树的经验。
And many of us have planted trees and fruits before.
我们很多的时候是从这个果园里头买来了 很小棵的树苗栽种在我们家里的庭院里。
And sometimes we buy a little fruit tree and plant it in our own garden.
我们经过很多的浇灌，很多的照顾，我们看到这个果树慢慢的在长大。
And through watering the plant and giving it a lot of care, we see that it grows slowly.
照着不同的果树，可能几年之后，我们开始尝到它所结的果子。
And depending on the type of fruit tree, after many years, we can enjoy the fruit.
从那个经验里头，我们知道这个果树它需要照顾、需要浇灌、需要来把它栽培。
And so from this experience, you know that fruit trees, they need a lot of watering and care.
这成长需要有一定的过程。
And this growth has a very definite process.
我们的孩子 在我们的生活当中，他们也是这样子的来成长。
And likewise, our children also grow up in the same process.
或许我们比较没有这个将这个石头凿成柱子的这一个经验。
And maybe we do not have the experience of our daughters becoming like pillars.
但是我们也知道，这要用很多的工具，经过工匠非常的仔细的来雕琢出。 一个很有价值的这个柱子。
But we know that you need to use a lot of different tools to carve out a pillar that is so precious.
尤其是要用在圣殿里头，那更是花时间、花精神来凿成的。
And especially a pillar that is to be used in the temple takes a lot of time.
作诗的人希望这些儿女们，他们是这样子的。
And the author of the psalm wished that their children would grow up in likewise.
所以我们也知道成长它不是单一的原因，不是只有一个原因让它成长。
And so we know that growth does not come from just one reason.
我们不是只是为这个树苗浇水而已。
And we do not only water the plants.
我们还要为它们施肥。
But we also must give them
nutrition.
那很多的时候还要为他们去除这个疾病虫害。 And many times we have to treat the diseases and sickness.
所以这一棵树它的长成不是只有一个原因。
And so the growth of the tree does not come from one reason.
我们的儿女的长成它也不是单一的原因。
And so the growth of our children likewise does not come from one reason.
是很多的努力。 而来让他们有更好的成长。
And it takes a lot of effort for them to grow.
不同层面的努力来帮他们成长得更完美。
And it takes effort from a lot of different aspects for them to grow up completely.
那我们也看到成长的内容它包括着不同的层面。
And so there are many different surface layers to growth.
那在这些成长里头呢，包括了 他在灵性上、信仰上的成长。
And this includes their spiritual growth.
每一个层面的成长，它都会互相造成影响。
And all the different layers of growth affect each other.
那尤其信仰的成长，会对整个人生造成很大的影响。
And especially spiritual growth has a large impact on your overall growth.
在圣经里头记载着很多的成功的古圣徒。
And in the Bible records a lot of successful old saints.
他们在信仰上，在人的这个社会的层面、生活的层面，他们都是成功的。
And they were successful spiritually and socially.
那我们可以给他一个结论，就是因为他们的信仰有长大。
And we can come to a conclusion that they were successful because their faith grew.
啊，摩西的成功啊，是因为他有一个长大成人的信仰。
And Moses was able to be successful because he had a faith that grew.
他能够成为带领以色列人出埃及的一个神的重要的工人。
He became an important worker for God who led the Israelites out of Egypt.
啊，约瑟在埃及当了宰相。
And Joseph was a governor in Egypt.
约瑟救了他整个家族的性命。
And he saved his whole family.
约瑟是一个成功的人物。
And so he is a successful person.
约瑟的成功，因为他有一个长大成熟的信仰。
And Joseph was successful because he had a faith that grew.
在巴比伦帝国里头，但以理他是一个有名出色的人物。
In Babylon, Daniel was someone that was very outstanding.
他是皇帝底下三个总长之一。
And he was one of the three people under the king.
啊，国王认为他是这三个总长之一，能够啊做领导的。
And the king thought that he could be a leader amongst the three.
但以理他是一个成功的人物。
And Daniel is a very successful person.
啊，但以理的成功跟他的信仰有直接的关系。
And there is a direct correlation between his success and his faith.
我们都希望我们的儿女他长大，他成功。
We all wish for our children to grow up to be successful.
啊，所以我们要看重他们的信仰。
So we must place emphasis on their faith.
他们的信仰可以很正面的来影响他们的一生。
Their faith can directly influence their whole life.
啊，就好像我们的信仰在影响着我们的一生。
Just like our faith influences our life.
啊，而且是带来好的正面的影响。
And it brings a positive influence.
我们请看马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章十三节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 13.
十三节，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。
Verse 13, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them.
这里提到主耶稣传道的当中有啊的所遇到的一件事情。
He records something that Jesus encountered when he was preaching.
啊，就是有人带着小孩子来到主耶稣这里。
And that was people were bringing children to Jesus.
啊，虽然这里没有说是父母亲啊，但是我们相信一定是父母亲。
And even though here does not record that it was the parents who were bringing the children, I believe it was so.
啊，很多人当时已经对主耶稣充满着信心。
A lot of people at that time were filled with faith in Jesus.
啊，他们甚至有人相信，只要他们能够摸到主耶稣，被主耶稣为他们按手。他们就能够领受恩典，领受福气。
And a lot of people believe that if they could touch Jesus, or if Jesus could lay hands on them, then they would receive blessings.
哦，这些做父母亲的，不但他们想要得到主耶稣的祝福，他们更希望他们的孩子得到主耶稣的祝福。
And these parents, not only did they want to receive blessings from Jesus, but they also wanted their children to receive blessings.
啊，所以他们特地的将孩子带到主耶稣的面前，希望主耶稣啊能够祝福他们。
So they deliberately brought their children before Jesus in hopes that Jesus would bless them.
啊，结果主耶稣的门徒却责备这些人。
But the disciples of Jesus rebuked them.
啊，因为主耶稣啊，我们可以猜测可能有几个原因。
And we can guess of multiple reasons why they did so.
啊，因为主耶稣的生活会，他的行程非常的紧凑，非常的忙碌。
And it may be because Jesus had a very tight schedule.
啊，所以耶稣的门徒希望主耶稣不受，尽量不受搅扰，能够有好的休息。
And so the disciples hoped that Jesus could rest.
也很有可能这小孩子是被被忽略的。
And it could also be that these children were disregarded.
其实在很多的时候小孩子真的是会被忽略掉的。
And many times you do overlook children.
我们再读十四节。
Verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”
Verse 14. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
主耶稣却说：“让这些小孩子到我这里来。”
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me."
在主耶稣的眼中。每一个人每一条灵魂都是同样的宝贵重要的。
In the eyes of Jesus, every soul is as precious as the other.
主耶稣说让他们到我这里来。
And so Jesus said, let the little children come to me.
今天我们爱我们的孩子，我们就要把孩子带到主耶稣这里来。
Today, if we love our children, then we have to bring our children here.
不是只是把孩子带到这一个教会所在的这一个这个地方来。
Not only do we have to bring our children to where the church is.
我们是要把孩子带到耶稣的面前。
But we have to bring our children before Jesus.
所以这个过程就不是只有父母亲来做。
And so this process is not something that only the parents can do.
所以在教会里头，我们有宗教教育系。
And that's why we have religious education in church.
有很多的教员跟父母亲一起来把孩子带到耶稣的面前。
And so we have a lot of parents and teachers who together bring the children in front of Jesus.
我们的孩子真的需要来接受照顾，接受栽培。
And so our children really do need a lot of care.
就是我们每一个人也是一样。
And it is like each one of us.
宗教教育的目标是什么？
So what is the purpose and goal of religious education?
我想有一个很重要的目标。
I think there is one very important goal.
就是让我们从个性能够成为灵性。
And this is that we can go from our personality to spirituality.
我们人是充满着，每一个人都充满着所谓的个性。
And each one of us have our own personality.
那其实也可以用另一个字眼，就是我们人充满着罪性。
And using another term, we can say that we are all filled with our sinful nature.
其实个性常常就是罪性。
So personality often is also our sinful nature.
那我们要成为灵性。
But we have to become a spiritual person.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书里头，他说到哥林多的很多的弟兄姐妹，他们不能够算是属灵的人。
And this is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians that a lot of members in the Corinth church cannot be regarded as spiritual people.
保罗说他只能够算他们是仍然是属肉体的。
And Paul said that he can only regard them as belonging to the flesh.
因为他们还是充满着人的个性。人的罪性。
Because they were filled with their own personality and sinful nature.
而这个，如果一个人一直被个性所占有，这个跟得救也会有，也有，他的得救也会是有问题的。
And if a person is overcome with his own personality, then this will affect his salvation.
我们请参考罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Verse 13. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
这里让我们看到，一个人如果顺着个性、顺着罪性来。来过生活，在神来看他是死的。
So here we can see that in God's eyes, if you live according to your own personality and your sinful nature, then you are dead.
哦，所以这个从个性成为灵性，这不但是我们孩子的目标，也是我们每一个人的目标。
So to go from personality to spirituality, this is not only a goal for our children, but for ourselves.
哦，如果我们仔细的看，真的人生来就带着那个所谓的罪性个性。
And so we can see that when we were born, we came with our own personality and sinful nature.
哦，从我们生活的许许多多的层面，我们看到人充满着罪性。
And from numerous aspects in our daily life, we can see that we are full of sin.
啊，有一次有一个姐妹拿她小孩子啊这个第一本的那个啊护照给我看。
And so once a sister showed me her child's first passport.
哦，因为跟这个家庭很熟哦，所以我印象中这个青年呐，他在那个小时候是很可爱的。
So I knew this family very well, and I remember that this youth was very cute when he was little.
啊，但是那本护照上面的照片哈，啊，他是头有点低着，然后眼睛瞪着前面，嘟着嘴巴。
And so in the passport photo, he was looking down and his eyes were staring forward.
啊，这个父母亲就在描述那一次去照这个护照的经过。
And the parents are telling me.The whole process of when they went to take the passport photo.
哦，因为他们要带着这小孩子出国啊，所以必须要办这个护照。
And they had to apply for a passport because they wanted to take their child overseas.
哦，那这个父母亲的护照也要过期了啊，所以呢，就这个全家三个人一起啊，一起要办护照。
So they went together to apply for a passport because the parents' passports had also expired.
啊，所以到相馆去拍这个护照的照片。
So they went to photo center to get their passport photos taken.
啊，所以这个父母亲先拍照。
And so the parents went first.
啊，因为到相馆去照的哈，所以这个摄影师当然他会比较仔细。
So the photographer was a very detailed person.
哦，所以会。告诉说啊，你头稍微下巴稍微抬上一点了，头稍微侧啊，往左边侧一下。
So he would tell them to lift their chin or to move their head sideways.
啊，最后轮到这个小朋友。
And lastly, it was the little kid's turn.
啊，真的是很可爱的一个小孩子。所以这个摄影师也很高兴说能够为这个这么可爱的小朋友来拍照。
And he was a very cute child, and so the photographer was very happy that he could take this kid's photo.
啊，所以呢，他就上前去啊，跟这个小朋友头发弄整齐。
So he went to rearrange the kid's hair.
啊，然后要拍照的时候，觉得说啊，这他的脸要再把他这个调整一下，所以又跑上前去把他的脸稍微啊再调整一下。
And then he moved the child's head.
啊，所以就这样一来一往啊，有几次。
And so he went back and forth many times.
啊，所以这个小朋友就大哭了。
And so this child burst out in tears.
啊，吵着说他不照了。
And he said he didn't want to take photos anymore.
啊，所以这个父母亲也非常尴尬，就只好这个先带这小孩子离开。
And so the parents felt very awkward, so they brought the kid and left.
啊，就带到这个麦当劳去。
And took the kid to McDonald's.
啊，就说这个你为什么哭呢
？And then they asked the kid, "Why did you cry?"
这个小朋友他后来说了
，And this child said，
他说我不喜欢那个 uncle， 给我弄头发，一下给我弄这样，一下又给我叫我那样。
He said I don't like that uncle rearranging my hair and moving my head。
啊，这个就是个性。
And so this is personality。
哦，我们的小朋友在吃也会很有个性。
And our children show their personality when they eat。
啊，他们的穿也会很有个性。
And when with what they wear.
哦，所以这个个性，我们从小就可以看出来，人真的充满着个性罪性。
And so from a very young age, we can see that humans are filled with personality and sinful nature.
啊，如果要详细的讲，那到底什么是个性或者罪性
？And so what is personality and the sinful nature?
哦，所谓的个性，就是常常凭着我们心中的感觉。
And so personality is that we go according to what we feel inside.
哦，那其实这个在生活当中，只是凭着我的感觉，这是非常危险的。
And so if we only go by what we feel inside in our daily life, then this is very dangerous.
我们请看《列王纪上》第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 1.
Oh, 刚才那个护照还没有讲完。
So I haven't finished the passport story.
啊，所以后来啊，这个父母亲就说，你如果不照那个照片啊，那爸爸妈妈去台湾啊，你就要自己一个人在家里。
So in the end, the parents told the child that if you don't take the photo, then you have to stay here while we go to Taiwan.
啊，那所以就这样子又带他去照相。
And so they were able to persuade the kid to go with them to take the photo.
啊，只好跟照相师说啊，他高兴摆怎样的姿势，就让他。
And they told the photographer that whatever made the child happy in whatever pose, then they should just let it be.
好，所以啊，他头勾勾的，眼睛瞪向前面，嘟着嘴巴。
And that's why his chin was down and he was staring forward with pouty lips.
哦，当然，我想那个父母亲一定会把那一本护照一直保留下来，以后送给他这个儿子。
And I'm sure that the parents will keep this passport and give it to the child when he grows up.
列王纪上第一章第五节。
First Kings chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，那时哈吉的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说：“我必做王。”就为自己预备车辆、马兵，又派50人在他前头奔走。
Verse 5, now Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith, put himself forward and said, I will be king. So he got chariots and horses ready with 50 men to run ahead of him.
其实大卫周遭的这些国家的重要人物啊，他们都知道是所罗门要来继承大卫做王。
So all the important people around King David knew that King Solomon was going to be the next king.
但是这个亚多尼亚他觉得说我也可以当王。
But Adonijah felt that he could also be king.
啊，他甚至觉得说，当王的应该是我。
And he felt that he should be king.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他父亲素来没有使他忧闷啊，说你做什么呢？他甚俊美，生在亚沙龙之后。
Verse 6. His father had never interfered with him by asking, "Why do you behave as you do?" He was also very handsome, and was born next after Absalom.
啊，在他的成长过程里头，他只是任由他的个性自由的来发挥、来发展。
And so while he was growing up, he was free to expand according to his personality.
哦，所以他是一个充满个性的人，而没有灵性。
And so he was a person who had a very strong personality, but not a very strong spirituality.
哦，所以他做事情是凭着他心中的感觉。
So he did things according to how he felt inside.
这个谁来当王？这是一个很严肃、很重要的问题的事情。
So, the matter of who would be king is a very important and serious matter.
哦，他只凭他心中的感觉，他不把这事情看得是那么的严肃、那么的重要。
And so Adonijah only went according to how he felt inside. He did not see this matter as very serious.
哦，所以他凭着个性，他给自己惹来了大祸。
And so, according to his personality, he brought a lot of trouble.
那什么是灵性？
So, what is spirituality?
啊，灵性就是有一个很坚强的决心，要来遵守神的教训。
Spirituality is to have a strong determination to follow God's teachings.
个性，这个不用啊，不用训练，不用栽培。
Personality is something that you do not need to teach or train.
哦，那个是。生来就带有的。
It is something that you are born with.
哦，那个负面的个性是要想办法去把它控制，把它制止。
The negative side of your personality is something that you must control and stop.
灵性不是生来就有的。
And spirituality is not something that you are born with.
哦，所以必须要去训练，必须要去栽培。
And so therefore you must nurture it and it must go through training and teaching.
哦，没有一个人生来他就是顺服的。
And no one is born obedient.
没有一个人生来他就是模范生。
And no one is born as a good role model.
灵性就是有一个很大的决心要来遵守神的教训。
And spirituality is to have a strong determination to follow God's teachings.
有灵性才能够胜过罪性。
Only when you have spirituality are you able to overcome your sinful nature.
一个有灵性的人，他才能够超越了自己的个性。
Only when you have spirituality are you able to transcend your sinful nature and personality.
丹尼里是一个有灵性的人。
Daniel was a person filled with spirituality.
我们请看丹尼里书第一章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 1.
丹尼里书第一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，丹尼里却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Verse 8, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
啊，有美食摆在前面，很自然的，人会要去享用。
And so when you have such great food in front of you, it is very natural for you to want to go and enjoy it.
凭着感觉，这是好吃的东西。
According to a feeling, this is something that is very delicious.
啊，但是丹尼里他有灵性。
But Daniel was very spiritual.
他有一个很强的决心，我要遵守神的教训。
He had a strong determination to follow God's teachings.
啊，所以美食当前，但是他能够去胜过这一个啊这一个个性。
So even when he was presented with royal food and wine, he was able to overcome this sinful nature.
他不愿意让这些食物来玷污他自己。
He was not willing to let this royal food and wine defile him.
所以宗教教育对我们的孩子非常的重要。
So religious education is very important for our children.
来帮助我们的孩子往这个灵性这个方向来长进。
It helps our children grow in the direction of spirituality.
让他们能够妥善的来管理他们的知识。
And it helps them manage and control their knowledge.
请看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当，第一节。论到既有像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Verse 1. Now about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all possess knowledge.Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
我借用一下这个经节，知识是好的。
So using this verse, knowledge is something that is good.
所以我们花很多的时间在追求知识。
And therefore we spend a lot of time pursuing after knowledge.
但是知识如果不能够有妥善的管理，知识常常带来这个很大的伤害。
But if you are unable to manage your knowledge well, then this can be very harmful.
这是一个知识爆发的一个时代。
And this is a time where there is an explosion of knowledge.
只要愿意，很多人可以拥有很多的知识。
And only if you're willing, then you can possess a lot of knowledge.
那我们也常常看到那个造成社会啊，或者某些人很大伤害的这些人，是没有知识的人吗
？So, when we see that the knowledge that brings about a lot of harm to people, are these people lacking knowledge?
不是的，常常这些人是很有知识的。
No, it is not so. Many times these people are full with knowledge.
啊，越有知识的人所造成的伤害啊，是更深更大。
And the harm that is created by people filled with knowledge is greater and deeper.
灵性帮助我们来妥善地管理我们的知识。
And spirituality helps us manage our knowledge wisely.
灵性要帮助我们来妥善地管理我们个人的情感。
And it can also help us manage our own sinful nature.
有很多不幸的事情就是因为情感没有得到妥善的管理。
And many times we do not believe because our flesh is not managed well.
很多不幸的事情不好的事情之所以发生是因为人没有办法好好的管理自己的情感。
And many times we are unable to manage our own desires and our sinful nature, and that is why it brings a lot of bad things.
约瑟是一个有灵性的人。
Joseph is a person full of spirituality.
所以他能够妥善的来管理自己的情感。
So he was able to manage his own desires.
所以他说我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢？
So he said, how could I sin so greatly against God?
灵性能够让我们妥善的来管理我们人的意志。
And spirituality can help us manage our own will.
我们请参考撒母耳记上二十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上二十六章二十一节。
First Samuel chapter 26, verse 21.
二十一节，扫罗说：“我有罪了，我儿大卫，你可以回来，因为你今日看我的性命为宝贵，我必不再加害于你。我是糊涂人，大大错了。”
Verse 21. Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Come back, David, my son." Because you consider my life precious today, I will not try to harm you again. Surely I have acted like a fool and have erred greatly.
这是扫罗王对大卫的道歉。
And so this is the apology that Saul presented to David.
扫罗他在这里承认他对待大卫是不对的，是错误的。
And Saul admitted his wrongdoing towards David.
但是扫罗原本他有一个很坚强的意志，就是我必须要把大卫除掉。
But originally Saul had a very strong will, which was to destroy David.
其实他这种这么强的意志力是错误的。
And so his strong will was wrong.
在这一节他也来表明了他的举动是错的。
And in this verse he also mentioned that his will was wrong.
但是扫罗他是一个缺少灵性的人。
But Saul is someone who lacks spirituality.
所以他没有办法妥善地来管理自己的这个意志。
So he was unable to manage his will.
所以经过这件事情之后，他还是一样继续地要杀害大卫。
So even after this event, he still continued to pursue after David to kill him.
其实人常常是很多的时候是活在这样的一个这样的一个困境里头。
And many times we live within this difficulty.
就像保罗在罗马书里头所说的，我所知道不能够做的恶，我偏偏去做。
Like Paul mentioned in Romans, I know that I should not be doing this wrong, but I do it anyway.
我所知道的善，我却做不出来。
And yet I am unable to do what is good.
因为缺少灵性，就没有那个力量来妥善管理自己的意志。
Because if you lack spirituality, then you lack the will and to manage your own will.
所以就没有办法来管理自己的行为。
So you are unable to manage your own actions.
一个有灵性的人，他能够妥善管理自己的行为。
So a person filled with spirituality is able to manage his actions.
我们请参考撒母耳记上二十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上二十四章第六节。
First Samuel chapter 24 verse 6.
大卫对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是神的受膏者。”
Verse 6, he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed. Will lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord."
在这里，大卫有一个好机会能够除掉扫罗。
And here David had a great opportunity to get rid of Saul.
他实在被扫罗追得非常的辛苦。
And he was very pursued by Saul.
扫罗成为大卫生活当中的一个的一个的一个啊一个痛苦受苦的来源。
And Saul became an origin of suffering for David.
哦，他似乎是可以把这个痛苦给除掉了。
And was he able to get rid of this suffering?
啊，但是大卫这个人是有灵性的。
But David was a spiritual person.
他能够妥善的来管理他个人的行为。
He was able to manage his own will.
哦，所以这个就是我们每一个人追求的目标，也是我们宗教教义一个很重要的目标。
And so this is a goal that each one of us should pursue after, and also goal of the religious education department.
啊，对我们的孩子，我们如何做呢？
And so how should we treat our children?
就好像保罗他所说的，说我撒种了，亚波罗浇灌了，神让他成长。
Like Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow.
所以父母亲跟这些教员，一方是保罗，一方是这个亚波罗。
So from one aspect, the parents and teachers are Paul, and from a different aspect, they are Apollos.
我们都需要很尽本分的来努力。
We must put in all our effort.
照着神的应许，神会让我们的孩子来成长的。
And according to God's promise, God will let our children grow.
我们一定能够看到我们的孩子从这个充满着个性，而渐渐的成为充满着灵性。
And we will see our children transition from being full of personality to full of spirituality.
那我来谈一下我们教员的一些心声。
And so now I would like to discuss the reflections of some of our RE teachers.
啊，当然这个只是给我们大家做参考。
And this is only for us to, as an example for us to consider.
啊，因为我们很多的教员，他们啊，都还是未婚的，哈，都还没有自己的家庭，没有自己的孩子，啊，所以他们的反应，啊，不是100%的正确，啊，所以我说给大家做参考。
And so the reactions of many of these RE teachers are not entirely accurate because many of them are not married yet and do not have their own families.
我们的教员觉得说，我们的家长跟主耶稣那件事情好像是刚好相反。
And so our RE teachers feel like the parents have a reverse role from Jesus.
主耶稣的时代是家长把孩子要带到主耶稣面前，这些门徒来责备，来阻挡。
During the time of Jesus, the parents brought the children to Jesus, and the disciples rebuked them.
那今天是我们的教员好像是门徒一样，实在是很希望说孩子能够来。
And today, our RE teachers, like the disciples, they strongly wish.And for the children to come.
但是教员常常感觉到父母亲好像没有那个那么强烈的心，让孩子到主耶稣面前。
And many times the RE teachers feel like the parents do not have the heart to bring the children to Jesus.
我们说，我们奉主的圣名聚会，主耶稣跟我们同在，主耶稣在我们当中。
When we begin our worship in the name of Jesus Christ, we say that Jesus is among us.
所以我们可以很肯定的，孩子来到这里，主耶稣也在这里。
So we can be very sure in saying that when we bring our children here, Jesus is also here.
那为什么教员会有这样的心声？
And so why do our teachers have this kind of reflection?
因为有时候他们在教室里头，他们觉得真的有时候觉得是有点。有一点灰心，觉得是很 frustration。
And this is because the teachers often feel very frustrated when they are teaching in the classroom.
因为觉得说家长实在，并不是真的这么的看重孩子的这个宗教教义。
Because they feel like the parents do not place a lot of emphasis on their children's religious education.
我们对教员。是要求的蛮是相当严格的。
And we have a lot of strict expectations for our teachers.
我们也常常不断的在勉励教员。
And many times we continue to encourage our teachers.
所以教员的心声说也要勉励家长。
And so, the teachers have reflected and said that we should also encourage the parents.
这教员反映说， 那个邪言是并不准时，高兴什么时候来就什么时候来。
And the teachers have said that the children are often late and they come when they want to and leave when they want to.
那其实这个也很容易影响到小孩，这个我们的小朋友他们来参加宗教教义的那种态度。
And this affects the attitude of our children when they come to attend religious education.
父母亲不是很在乎，所以小孩子在课堂里头他的态度也变得不是很在乎。
And if the parents do not place great emphasis on religious education, then likewise their children have the same attitude in the classroom.
所以常常小孩子对教员的态度也让他这个教员觉得非常气馁。
And so many times the teachers also feel very angered by the attitude of these children.
不是生气的哈，是觉得说非常的这个气馁哈。
So、
教员绝对不会生气的哈。
So it's not anger. Religious education teachers don't get angry.
他们是只是觉得说那种没有真的被 respect 的那被尊敬的那一个感觉啦。
Instead, they feel disrespected.
那其实这个这个、小孩子他真的是很聪明的。
And we know that these children are very smart.
父母亲的态度是怎样，他也很容易的就反映在他的课堂里头。
And so they are able to reflect their parents' attitude in the classroom.
其实这个影响是会很深的。
And so this has a very strong impact.
我们请参考《撒母耳记上》第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章十八节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 18。
那时撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗得侍立在神面前。
Verse 18, but Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod.
十九节，他的母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带来给他。
Verse 19, each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice.
从圣经里头我们可以看到说，这个撒母耳的家庭啊，应该是很富有的家庭。
And so from the Bible we can see that Samuel's family was very well off.
这里撒母耳的母亲哈拿，她是每一年给撒母耳做 一套的这个新的这个外袍。
So Samuel's mother Hannah made him a little robe each year.
这个经常不见的孩子，做父母亲的应该是会用很多物质方面来表现他们的爱。
And as a mother, you must use a lot of material things to express your love towards a kid that you do not see very often.
但是哈拿很有原则。
But Hannah had a great principle.
她每一年就是做一套。
And so each year she only made one robe.
其实这个小小的动作影响了撒母耳的一生。
And this little action affected Samuel's whole life.
在撒母耳要退休的时候，
When Samuel was ready to retire,
他能够在众人面前来表明他的这一种对财务上面的那一种很清洁、很干净。
He was able to say to the people that he was very pure in his actions when it came to material wealth.
他甚至能够对众人说，你们有哪一个人曾经看过知道我有那一种这个贪心取得不应该得的，你们现在可以讲出来。
He was able to confront the people and say, have any of you seen me be greedy in terms of material wealth? If so, then speak now.
大家都同声的来做见证，他是一个非常不贪心、非常清廉的一个好的士师。
But everyone said in one accord and testified that he was not a very greedy. He was not greedy at all.
所以我们都希望我们给孩子最好的。
So you all wish for the best for our children.
我们想要给他们什么，我们现在就给他们。
So what we wish to give to our children, let us give it to them now.
我们如果认为信仰对他们很重要，就让我们现在就来看重。
If we think that spirituality is very important, then let us place emphasis on this now.
最后我们看撒母耳记上第二章二十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21.
神眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
Verse 21, And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
26节，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，神以人耶和华喜爱他。
Verse 26, And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men.
愿主耶稣祝福带领我们大家。
May the Lord bless and guide all of us.
让我们的孩子都能够在神的面前渐渐长大。